The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I just found out I'm supposed to be someplace else right now. So my sincere apologies, but I simply won't be able to introduce today's host, Mr. Eric Metaxas.
Wow, who can we get? Alvin, who can we get to introduce me?
I could introduce you. And now here's Eric!
You know what?
What?
That was so wonderful.
Oh.
I think Todd's days are numbered.
Okay, tell him wherever he went
could,
to.
Could last
there.
Friday be his last day?
Might be.
Is there a way? Could we grandfather that in?
I don't know.
Hey, folks, it's Monday.
Yeah.
Boy, is there a lot to talk about today.
Boy.
Who boy?
Oh,
who
boy.
Boy?
Oh, boy.
First of all, we had a – well, I was away in Atlanta at a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And right before I was all dressed up,
yeah.
Right before I had to walk to the wedding, like to be there on time,
yep.
They had the vote for Kavanaugh.
Wow.
And I have to say, we're living, folks, we are living in weird times.
Oh, yeah.
We are living in weird times in the United States of America. The women, it sounded like women's voices screeching, shrieking in the Senate gallery. I thought to myself, if you want to be taken seriously, is this how you behave?
Wow.
I mean, it's just so bizarre that in the Senate gallery. I mean, these are people who, you know, it's a huge privilege to sit in the Senate gallery,
yes,
and you're
yes.
admonished as you go in there. They knew, these like professional activists knew that they were going in there to do this. And I thought to myself, there's so many little pieces that you just put together. First of all, that the screaming and screeching was so horrifying, and it was really animalistic.
Oh.
It was gross.
So
right?
It wasn't screeches of joy then.
No, it was horrible. It was hard, but it was really like an animalistic shrieking, and you know, of course, Mike Pence, who's presiding, had to, you know, ask the sergeant at arms to take care of these people and to take them out. So I thought to myself, this is so sick sounding, and on the TV, it really, and I'm not kidding, it sounded like demons screaming. At some point, it got very ugly, right? So on Twitter, I posted the demons, you know, screaming in the Senate gallery. They're shrieking because they know their time is short or something like that, right?
Right.
Now, obviously, there's two things going on. First of all, it's half of a joke, right? Because they sound like demons. But also, unfortunately, it's only half of a joke because sometimes demons who are very real do scream through human beings and do manifest themselves and whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I certainly wasn't calling these messed up people in the gallery demons, right?
Right.
But, you know, people like wrote back at me and how can you say that they're demons? And even there was even an article where somebody said that I called them demons. And I thought we're at a point where you can't joke. Mm. You can't say anything complicated. You can't say anything nuanced. People are just insane. And there's so much to say to unpack this. I thought in order to unpack it, we need to call in the professionals.
We do.
And so I thought
somebody
if it's possible.
Who's big and bad.
If we could get somebody big and bad and professional like John Zmirak, because I can't handle this. I have to tell you, it's so troubling. So can we get John Zmirak today?
Yep.
Is he there?
Yeah, it looks like
is he there? I hear the beagles nuzzling him.
Yeah. I've bribed them with pig snouts, so they'll be relatively
You bribed them with pig parts. That's sweet. John Zmirak, what happened this weekend and what's been happening over the course of these weeks, to me, it's deeply disturbing because people, some of whom, many of whom I would expect to know better, have descended into a kind of mob mentality that says emotion is the only truth. It's really something we've been living with this in this country for a long time, but it's never been so high pitched, literally and figuratively, and it has never been so pushed to this point. We've come to a point where this idea that emotion is the truest truth is we're living with it. We've been seeing it. People don't care about evidence or corroboration, and if you don't give them evidence or corroboration, they say, "Oh, it's because you're hiding it, or because the Senate didn't want to see it." Or say, it's a never ending battle with raw emotion. What do we do?
You know, what I think we're dealing with is that the left learned its lesson from the failures of the 20th century. They're not imitating the Bolsheviks of the 1920s and 30s in Europe, because those people failed. They're imitating the brown shirts in Germany in the 20s and 30s because they succeeded. And I think the most illuminating way to look at the way the left is operating in America and Western Europe today is to study the brown shirts and what they did. They went in and they corrupted the universities. The highest percentage of voters for Hitler were university students and university professors of any group in Germany.
I mean, it's a bizarre thing.
They took over the universities. They purged the books. They purged books based on the ethnicity of the authors. Just today, to nowadays, they want to purge white male authors. Well, back then, they wanted to purge Jewish authors. It's the same phenomenon. And I think the best way to understand what's happening on the left today is to study the Weimar period. There's a fantastic book called The Death of Democracy that just came out, and it really does analyze how the Nazis came to power in Germany. And I really think Antifa and the radical left in America have studied the Nazi playbook, and that is what they are doing.
And who wrote this book, The Death of Democracy?
Oh, God. Let me Google it while we're on the phone. It's not somebody I'm familiar with, but
I can't hear you. Well, we can look it up. We have Google here in New York as well, you know.
It's Benjamin Carter Hett. Benjamin Carter, H-E-T-T. And what he says is it was the cowardice of the establishment in Germany, the establishment parties, the media, the army, the churches, the industrialists. They weren't willing to crack down on the extremists of both sides. They cracked down on the communists, but they weren't willing to crack down on the Nazis. And they thought the Nazis were fundamentally, even if they were rough around the edges, even if they were using violence, even if they were silencing free speech, they were doing it in a good cause. So you kind of had to let them get away with it, which is exactly what liberal authorities do with Antifa on the left today.
I mean, look, it started in this country. Let's be honest. This whole thing, really, it comes out. This is the bitter fruit of the sexual revolution. And we saw this in the late 60s. When students took over campuses, invaded the president's offices at campuses like Columbia University right here in New York, and the administration did not have the guts to stand up to them. Now, the horror is this is 50 years ago.
Right. And they were rewarded for it. Those people who took over the campuses and burned the buildings ended up getting tenure, going into the institutions and taking them over. And what we're facing now is a replication of the radicalization we saw in Germany in the 30s. And I think it's really that important. And Antifa call themselves crusaders against fascism. Well, remember, the Nazis claimed they were defending German civilization from the totalitarianism of the Communist Party.
Right.
When somebody is denouncing something really loudly, you know, look carefully. Maybe that's what he's really after. Maybe that guy dressed up as a fireman is, in fact, an arsonist.
Well, that's exactly right. And I have to say that, you know, when I was writing my book on Bonhoeffer, I thought to myself, the horrifying thing really about studying history as closely as I did when I wrote that book is that you begin to see that these weren't demons. These were real people just like us, who fell prey to certain bad ideas, and all it took is a little lack of courage here and a little lack of courage there and a little sloppy thinking here. That's all it takes for a great civilization to descend into anarchy, chaos, genocide, And I have to say, what we're living through right now, you know, we need to be aware, I guess. It's why I want to talk to you about this, because this is not something that happens in a vacuum. You have to understand that this didn't all happen in the last year. This is something that's been brewing for a long time. So unless we really understand it at its core, understand where it comes from, where it's taking us. But I want to continue the conversation. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to John Zmirak. We're going to talk about the rule of law, about evidence, about patriarchal ideas like reason and logic. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Hey, I'm so glad you reached out to me. What's going on?
I just don't see how my life can get any better.
What's going on? Why are you feeling that way?
It's everything. It just feels like everything around me is falling apart. If something doesn't change soon, I just don't know what else I can do.
You're doing something right now by talking about it. What's something you're concerned about right now?
Faithful Counseling is here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this. We can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone or even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to give you your first week free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let's talk. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let us help.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits? That costs a ton of money anyways.
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then a Lico-Chop.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Alvin, wake up. Wake up, Alvin.
Oh, boy.
You know, I told you, my pillow, it's so successful at getting people to sleep that even by bringing it into the studio, you fell asleep.
I'm
telling you, get it out of the studio.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
this is
okay.
Not a place to sleep. If you want to sleep, sleep at home. Folks, this is what's happening with my pillow. It's so successful at getting people to sleep that I think it's dangerous. Anyway, the point is, if you want to go to sleep, Mike Lindell, the inventor of this dangerous, powerful thing called MyPillow, has a special offer for you, Eric Metaxas Show listeners. He's now offering you a buy one, get one free. Right now, if you're looking for a great night's sleep, it would be the perfect time. Call 800-978-3057. 800-978-3057. Use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or you go to MyPillow.com and use the code Eric or Eric Metaxas. But remember, these are powerful. You need to respect them, okay? MyPillow.com. Use the code Eric or Metaxas. Check it out.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com. Promo code MIKE2018.
since our voyage of love began. Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of
the wind. Hey, folks. That's the Hughes Corporation with Rock the Boat. It's rocketing up the charts, the Billboard charts. We pay close attention to those, and we play what the young people are listening to. Right now, I'm talking to John Zmirak. John Zmirak, welcome back. We're talking about what's going on, what happened with the Kavanaugh hearing. And I want to bring you back to the screeching and the shrieking in the Senate gallery the other day. I thought to myself, this is the kind of thing you write about in history books, right? There's a moment when in the solemn Senate, when we're voting for one of the most important things, you have the Vice President of the United States, you have all these assembled senators doing something very, very serious. Our whole democracy is right there. This is the tip of the sword of democracy. And then you have in the gallery a kind of animalistic shrieking. It was deeply unnerving to me. It didn't just sound like people screaming. It sounded really sort of dark and spiritually dark.
Really, it's not something I would expect to see in the history books. It's something I would expect to see in a bad apocalyptic novel sold in a gun show in the 1990s. I mean, it's like bad fiction. I know a lot of people joke that we're living through, you know, an additional season of House of Cards. But really, I think we'll feel like we're living through a Frank Peretti novel or some other really crazy apocalyptic book, because the kind of things that are happening are so creepy and crazy. And you're right. Insofar as I would say 90% of the protesters against Kavanaugh are not motivated by how they think he might rule on antitrust or Citizens United. They are shrieking because they think he will take the abortion issue out of the hands of the court and give it to the voters. So these people are shrieking against the idea that Americans will be allowed to democratically vote on laws protecting unborn children.
Well,
they think it's so important that this remain in the hands of five Ivy League graduates sitting in a room.
I think that that's exactly right. And I think that's why this is such a toxic cocktail, this whole thing, because on the one hand, you have people who are so angry that really no matter what you say, you can't appease them. And now
right.
They've been given this idea that, we're appointing a rapist to the Supreme Court, which honestly, I tell you the truth, John, I've become convinced that there are people out there, they believe it so with such emotion that it becomes true in their minds. They think that they're fighting.
Well, they've chosen to believe it.
Well, that's kind of what I mean.
They've chosen to believe it the way. Well, okay, but that's different from they sincerely believe it, like they've examined the evidence.
Right.
Joseph Goebbels did not have good evidence to believe that Jewish people were a form of a bacillus like tuberculosis. He chose to believe it, and it fed his emotions, it fed his ego, and he embraced it all the more strongly through a kind of demonic leap of faith because there was zero evidence for it. And he even formulated the theory of the big lie, that the bigger the lie, the more willing people are to believe it because it entails a leap of faith. That's like a parody of the leap of faith we make in accepting Christ.
Well, I was going to say, since we're talking about these big ideas, what we're talking about right now, when somebody demonizes an entire group of people, whether it's white men or white people or Jews or in the past black people, it is in every human heart, because we are broken and we're sinners. Apart from God, we are sinners. This is what we do. And so the reason we have the kind of democracy we do is to help us not to do it. So our government really pushes us away from tribalism. It's why everybody like my German mother and my Greek father can become as American as George Washington, because we're a nation that believes in something greater than blood and soil. But we see
right.
When you push away those Judeo-Christian ideas, which are at the center of the founding of this nation, when you push those ideas away, what replaces them is a kind of pagan tribalism. It's just a different kind of pagan tribalism, so they don't see it as tribalism. And then they call being a patriotic American tribalist, which is ridiculous. But you see this happening now, that they are demonizing those with whom they disagree. And, of course, ideas cease to matter. If you don't agree with them, they're not interested in your logic.
You know, I wrote a piece at stream.org, which I think your readers might find fun. It's called Brett Kavanaugh's Persecutors Use the Death Squad Defense. And I'm basing this on, I remember watching Ted Koppel back in the 1980s with this El Salvadoran guy, Roberto Dobison. He was widely reported to be in charge of the right-wing death squads there that were massacring people because they accused them of being in league with the communist guerrillas. And Dobison was questioned by Ted Koppel. Ted Koppel said, you know, Mr. Dobison, there are dozens of reports saying that you're the guiding hand behind the right-wing death squads. What do you have to say to that? And as I remember it, Dobison had a five-point response. First, these so-called right-wing death squads do not exist. They are a communist myth. Second, they are absolutely necessary to stop the communists. Third, I have nothing to do with them. I have no idea who's in charge of them. Fourth, to reiterate my first point, they do not exist. But fifth, they are absolutely necessary.
Oh, my God.
That's the kind of logic we saw from the people attacking Kavanaugh. You actually, if you watch Dianne Feinstein during the questioning, she would put up the Avenatti things about the so-called teenage rape gang. Kavanaugh would shoot them down, and then she would go back and throw another piece of spaghetti at the wall. That would fall, and then she would come back to the original one. We saw that. I mean, even people, they were so desperate to stop him that at the end, they said, okay, well, maybe there's no evidence whatsoever that Kavanaugh assaulted Ford. And maybe apparently the accusations of what happened at Yale are absolute nonsense. And yeah, they were lying about the rape gang. But look how upset he was. Look at his temperament. How can you get this screaming, drunken Irishman and put him on the Supreme Court? Well, they goaded him to the point where they were accusing him of crimes he should go to prison for 10, 20 years. And they're absolute lies. And he got angry, rightly defending himself. And then they accused him of not having the right judicial temperament. That's exactly what they did in Stalinist show trials in the 1920s and 30s, in the 30s. When Stalin put his opponents on trial, he would accuse them of being simultaneously a spy for Great Britain, Nazi Germany, and the Vatican. And then they would point out how ridiculous and self-contradictory all these things were, and then they would say, you see the cleverness, you see the subtlety, you see how twisted his logic is. He's so good at covering all his tracks. The very fact that he's making these arguments shows us what a devious spy he really is.
It's so... I mean, I think that the only way to cut to the chase is to say that there is something of genuine satanic wickedness at play. I've never seen something that smells as evil as what we're seeing right now. I mean, there are bad things in this world, but there are things that are so nefarious that you really can see the hand of the enemy. I mean, there are good people that I know who have been so caught up in the emotion of this and who are so upset about their own sex abuse or something, that is taking the foreground in this conversation. And, you know, you want to say, listen, if you care about people not being sexually abused, you better make sure that when you accuse someone, you don't do it in a way that's even slightly false. Make sure you take this as seriously as you want everyone to take it when it concerns somebody who maybe didn't do it. And I think that's what we're seeing, is that we're seeing the undermining of legitimate sex abuse complaints, because now it's us against them. It's men versus women. It's angry people versus law and order. It's become this ridiculous hodgepodge. I'm really concerned for our country. Before we return to this conversation, folks, I want to tell you about Alliance Defending Freedom. As you know, shortly after the historic vote in the Senate that confirmed Brett Kavanaugh as Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, Michael Farris, he's the CEO of Alliance Defending Freedom, he congratulated Justice Kavanaugh with these words. He said, "Justice Kavanaugh has demonstrated that he is committed to interpreting the Constitution as our founders intended. That commitment must include affirming our most fundamental freedoms of free speech and religious liberty, which will most certainly be at stake in cases that will come before the court in upcoming terms. Now, you know, folks, Alliance Defending Freedom is second to none defending religious liberty. And as I've been telling you all this month, they argue and win cases before the Supreme Court. But providing legal support for free to people whose religious beliefs are under attack costs a lot of money. We're asking you now this month to help with a generous gift. Every donation will be doubled. Okay. The matching grant still holds. It will be doubled. 800-556-2770 if you want to call, or just go to MetaxasTalk.com. MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner. I want to defend religious freedom. We need your help. These folks are doing great work for free, but they need our help. You know the Savior.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
In a day where Hollywood celebrities, left-wing media, and even big mobile companies can swing elections and bind up your rights to faith, family, and the freedom to bear arms, this is the time for you to stand up and fight. Switch to Patriot Mobile and get nationwide reliable service with unlimited talk and text for less money and no hidden fees. And their U.S.-based member services team provides excellent service. Plus, Patriot Mobile automatically donates a portion of your bill to the conservative causes you're voting to protect. Keep your number, bring your own device, or select a new one. They offer many Android and iPhone models starting at only $4 a month for a limited time. It's great to know your cell phone company supports conservative causes you believe in. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com or call 1-800-8-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-272-8746. Again, patriotmobile.com or 1-800-8-PATRIOT. 1-800-272-8746.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas Show. I want to remind you again, we're raising money for Alliance Defending Freedom. They give away free, they help people at the Supreme Court level to fight for religious liberty. We'll be talking about that for the rest of the month and for the rest of my life because it's an important issue right now. But go to our website. It's just MetaxasTalk.com. Every penny you give right now will be doubled. So I hope that you'll go. It's just an important issue in our time. I hope you realize that and will give generously. Back to our conversation with John Zmirak. John, if people want to read your stuff, where do they need to go?
Stream.org. Stream.org. I've got I did a lot of coverage of the Kavanaugh thing. In fact, I was one of the few people to report that Christine Ford worked for 6 years for the company that makes the abortion pill.
It's amazing that people don't talk about that. And I mean, look, we don't know what happened with Christine Ford. One thing I know is if you don't have the evidence, you cannot pretend that anything else will do. That's it.
I would say the odds are lower that it's Brett Kavanaugh than anybody else, because every piece of evidence she offered that it was Brett Kavanaugh has been completely debunked. So, I mean, the court of law, she would not even get an indictment. I don't think that you could get a search warrant. There is not even probable cause for a search warrant of Brett Kavanaugh based on the shifting and vague testimony that Ford offered. And I think her attorneys, who are political hitmen, one of them has worked for George Soros for 15 years, that's Mrs. Katz, Ms. Katz. I think they cooked up a story based on Mark Judge's memoir, a story that could not be refuted. They left out every fact that could be checked. They cut off every opportunity for Kavanaugh to offer an alibi. Eric, I would like to ask you what you were doing at some point in the summer of 1982. And I'm going to accuse you of having helped me rob a grocery store.
Yeah.
On some night in some city somewhere in Maryland at some point in 1982. You can't offer an alibi. You can't defend yourself.
Yeah.
The charges are so vague. They're intentionally
Well,
vague.
You know, what I have brought up, I brought it up on my Facebook page and on Twitter. We have to go back to the novel To Kill a Mockingbird. This
yeah.
is a case where a woman and her father angrily, emotionally accused a man of rape, of violence. Some people remember the movie. Maybe you read the book. The movie, of course, starring Gregory Peck as Atticus Finch, defending a black man. The black man really couldn't defend himself very well. Things weren't looking good in this little southern town where, you know, the whites really had the power. And so you have a man defending Tom Robinson. But the woman who accused him, her name is Mayella Yule. And anybody who's seen the movie, it's just a searing performance by this woman, because the anger, the pain, it's all so real. And you and I realize, John, many people listening know that so many African Americans were accused of something sexual. They couldn't defend themselves very well. They were hanged either by the law, quote unquote, or by a mob. And it amazes me that we don't take these things seriously anymore, that there is such a thing as false accusation. And the only way around it is to try very, very hard to prove what happened and to give everybody the benefit
Project.
Of the doubt.
The Innocence Project every year gets people off of death row who were convicted based on eyewitness testimony, and not eyewitness testimony 36 years later. Quick, prompt eyewitness testimony. Eyewitness testimony is one of the most unreliable forms of evidence, right up there with confessions, which are frequently coerced by police. That's why we use DNA evidence to get people off a death row who are innocent. There are probably hundreds of mostly black and Hispanic men rotting in prisons based on coerced confessions and bad eyewitness identification. Now, I think it's interesting that you know, there are a lot of women whose rape cases don't move forward. There are thousands of rape kits with DNA in them that the police have not gotten around to investigating them. If one-tenth of the resources that were spent trying to destroy Brett Kavanaugh based on utterly flimsy, intentionally unfalsifiable allegations were devoted to examining those rape kits, that would serve the women of America. I'd like to see the feminists put some of their resources. I'd like to see George Soros spend some of his money getting those rape kits processed so that actual rape victims who have made actual accusations that can be verified can see justice.
Well, again, I want to say, you know, to anybody listening, folks, you've got to be really careful about taking sides on this kind of stuff, because you can feel, let's say you were raped, okay? So you feel an anger, maybe you feel an anger toward all men. Well, you have to be careful, because there are men who would die to protect you from rape, just as there are men who would rape you. And we are in this country, unfortunately, taking sides along emotional lines. It will not serve us well, folks. It will not serve us well. It won't serve anyone well. I just want to caution people. We've got to look at the evidence. We're a nation of laws. If you're cynical about that, you no longer know what it means to be an American. And that kind of cynicism is unhelpful for everybody. I want to remind you, as we go to a break, we're going to come back talking with John Zmierich, but I want you to go to the website, MetaxasTalk.com. We have a banner for the Alliance Defending Freedom. If you care about religious freedom in America, and I hope you do, every penny you give will be doubled. We have a matching grant. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Very important issue, folks. We've got to put our money where our mouths are. God bless you as you give.
Hey, y'all.
Calvin.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that I take Relief Factor?
Yes, you did.
I take Relief Factor because running causes me sometimes back pain or hip pain or whatever. You know, a lot of people have experiences with different kinds of pain. And you don't want to take something that is toxic, right? I don't want to be like popping Advil or whatever. I take Relief Factor because it's made from botanicals. You can take it all day long. For example, a guy named Michael from Connecticut gives us his point of view. He says, Relief Factor helped to almost completely eliminate my elbow pain when I couldn't find any other solution. It's a great product, has helped with a lot of other aches and pains. Since I started Relief Factor, I feel like I've got more energy and generally feel better. That's why I take it. I don't take it for my health. Actually, I do. I do take it for my health. But it's interesting because people, I think that they have to put up with pain. My advice is try Relief Factor. The Quick Start Kit is only $19.95. Try it for 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Gift giving occurs year-round, whether for birthdays, holidays, or a special expression of thanks to your best clients and customers. Of course you want to show your love and gratitude, but you also want to give a gift that provides a positive image of you and your organization. Solaire infrared grills from besthotgrill.com are both practical and unforgettable. Made in the USA, Solaire has a grill for most budgets, but more importantly, Solaire delivers the wow that everybody likes to receive in a gift. Impressive out of the box, and even more so in use, the Solaire infrared grills are the gift of value that will build relationships. With every great tasting, juicy meal enjoyed from their Solaire, they'll think of you. Step up your gift giving. Learn more about the amazing Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Besthotgrill.com.
This just isn't about my freedom. This is about everybody's freedom. When the government can come in and tell you what to do and what to think and what to create, and you have to choose between your livelihood and your faith, then we don't live in a free America.
That is Baronelle Stutzman, a grandmother and small business owner who's being sued by the ACLU and her state government. And if she loses, she could be on the hook to pay more than $1 million to her opponents. If this could happen to her, it can happen to you, which is why Alliance Defending Freedom exists. They provide free legal services to those whose freedoms are under attack, but they cannot do it without your help. Your gift of $100 will help Baronelle and Alliance Defending Freedom in this crucial fight. And thanks to a matching grant, your gift is doubled when you give right now. Click the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at MetaxasTalk.com or call 800-556-2770. That's 800-556-2770 or give now at MetaxasTalk.com. MetaxasTalk.com.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing new LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. Just go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. Terms apply. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's the Little River Band rocketing up the charts. Hey, we're talking to John Zmirak. John, I want to ask you, when we're talking about a situation like this, the Kavanaugh situation, you write in your article, and I hope people will go to stream.org. They should bookmark stream.org, go there every morning because you've got great stuff there just about every day. But if they go to stream.org, you write an article called "The War on Kavanaugh Shows Us Why We Needed Trump and why Trump needs Jesus. I want to ask you about that, but first I want to go to what you say at the beginning of it. You say that President Trump defended the honor of this man when most other Republican presidents, I would say, if Jeb Bush or John Kasich or Mitt Romney had been president, would they have stood as tall and as strongly, or would they have folded? And
they would have pulled Kavanaugh the first or second day and hidden under their desk, and they would have picked someone 30 degrees to the left of him in the hope that the liberals would be nice. They would have just gone and picked Merrick Garland.
Well, I was going to say, isn't this just the way the failure of leadership back when, Columbia University and others allowed students, the mobs, to rule? And they somehow, maybe because of their own sexual guilt, because people are walking around with a lot of guilt, they think, oh, who am I to judge? And I don't know. I really feel that the courage it takes that Trump illustrated is rare today. Men seem to be afraid to do what Trump did and to stand up for a man like this.
Trump has his own share of sexual guilt, but he doesn't seem to be broken by it. What I thought it was really important. People said, "Oh, he shouldn't have mocked Christine Ford. He was mocking false allegations and mocking how insubstantial they were." And I thought what he did was admirable and politically effective. Cleta Mitchell, the prosecutor from Arizona, did a good job of doing an abstract defense lawyer's case of why this makes no sense. That doesn't connect with Americans. He got up there, he said, "When did it happen? I don't remember. Where did it happen? I don't remember. Who was there? I don't really remember. But I had one beer. I remember that." That was brilliant. And what he did was he boiled down those legal talking points into ordinary language that said to the people of America, an innocent guy is getting railroaded by left-wing elites and hysterical, violent activists just because they want to keep control of the court so they can rule America by decree the way they've been doing for the last 40 years since Roe v. Wade, and I'm not standing for it. And you know what? I think the Democrats are not going to take the House. I think we're going to win the midterms precisely because we saw this naked power grab disguised as concern for a victim.
I agree with you. And I also think what I find interesting is that anytime anybody wants to frame thing as a men versus women issue, that's a failure. And I'll say why. Because every woman has a father. Many women have brothers and husbands and sons that they love to death. They love them. They adore them. And they would want them to get a fair trial. They would want that. And so when they see this railroading, maybe they keep quiet about it because they don't want to get in the crosshairs of someone angry in the family. But privately, they see that when you railroad all men, you're railroading them too, because they love the men around them, the men that have blessed them and would stand up for them, just as I would my daughter or my mother or my wife or my cousins or anybody in my family, my nieces. And there are so many men that would do that. And so when you know those men and you hear men being demonized as all toxic, you say, you know what? They've all gone too far. It's one thing to say, oh, I believe women are equal and women should have an opportunity to have a career. I went along with that because that was all reasonable. But what is happening now is madness. And I think many women are seeing the limits of feminism, that you're seeing something in contemporary feminism that is actually not only not speaking for women, but it's bizarrely anti-woman. It's reducing women to children. Well, it's certainly anti-motherhood. But it's reducing
but it's
women to these screaming victims.
Insofar as now you have to pretend that a guy who takes some hormones and gets his parts cut off is a woman. And if you don't believe that, if you don't believe that a guy in a beard who says, at the moment I identify as a woman, you have to accept him as a woman, or you're transphobic. I mean, how completely bonkers do things have to get before people realize that there is something demonic or insane at running loose in the feminist movement. I think the feminist movement right now really does come down to abortion. You can't. There are no feminist organizations of any size that are pro-life. There are no women's studies professors that I've been able to identify, no living women's studies professors, and I'd love to be contradicted, who are pro-life. Not one. I don't think you could get a pro-life opinion mentioned in a women's studies department. They are monolithic. So insofar as feminism is about abortion, it is evil.
Well, again, I think that, I mean, I wrote about this in the preface to my Seven Women book, that whenever women are pitted against men or men are pitted against women, everybody loses. When you tear down men, you are tearing down women. Women don't win. And the lie that it's somehow a seesaw, one goes up, the other goes down, that is absolute nonsense. Justice, true justice, and the true love of God elevates everybody. But we, many Christians have bought into this. Many Christians, people who call themselves Christians, seem not to understand that God loves men and women equally, and to trash a whole group of people this way. Again, I know most of the women I know, there's no way they're going to go along with this, but they're going to be quiet about it. And I think in the midterms, the Democrats are going to be in big trouble because they've just gone too far.
Yeah. When you introduce that kind of power struggle into the family, it's like what Marx did with the class struggle. You're importing the Marxist model of class struggle into the most intimate place in the world, into a family bedroom, into the family room with the children. You are taking the communist idea that everything is a struggle for power, and if one gains, the other loses,
right,
and you're accepting that divisive, demonic doctrine and applying it to your marriage.
Well, that's right. Folks, most folks, I think, know that that ain't going to work. We're going to be right back, folks, talking to John Zmierich. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
How lucky can one guy be? I don't have the answer for that, but I do know that in a few minutes, by the way, it's Miracle Monday. So we've been talking to John Zmierich, but in hour two, which is in a couple of minutes, we're going to start talking to my friend Rip Wahlberg. Miracle Monday on the Eric Metaxas. So he has an amazing story, folks. Very moving. But right now we're talking to John Zmierich. John, as I said, the Kavanaugh thing is really, it's tearing the country apart. But I kind of feel that even people I would have respected before, like the New York Times, for example, you'd think that they would have to deal with the facts. And even the New York Times, just on strict reportage, they're leaning on this. There's an article by my old friend Adam Liptak, Above the Fold. I don't know if it's yesterday's paper or Saturday's paper or Friday's paper. It couldn't be. It has to be. It might be today's paper. But it was about how this the Kavanaugh thing has undermined the credibility of the Supreme Court. And I thought, well, I know,
you know,
right?
A lot of us lost faith in the Supreme Court in 1973
right.
when it made up the Constitution, pulled it out of its bodily orifice to invent abortion rights out of nowhere.
Well,
that's when we stopped believing in the Supreme Court. I wanted to bang on the doors of the Supreme Court when I learned about Roe v. Wade. Welcome to the club, buddy.
Well, this is what's so hilarious. And it's Above the Fold in the New York Times as though – yes, now all reasonable people are upset about the partisan character. And you think, wait a second, it became partisan when people started legislating from the bench. And what we're trying to do now, in fact, is restore the credibility of this institution
right.
that is not supposed to read between the lines, but it's supposed to actually read what the Constitution says. And but I guess I'm just saying that it seems that everybody – who is anywhere on the left, they've really just they cannot see any middle ground. And I find that very troubling.
You know how they got to be that way? I've got another piece up at the stream, which we might like, called Rape Culture at the Dog Parks, How Our Colleges Lost Their Minds. And it's about how universities went so crazy in a leftist deconstructionist, postmodernist way that they're actually training young people to be unable to think rationally, but to think only in hysterical, self-righteous, vindictive
John,
political categories.
This is, listen, I know that this is true. I am seeing the fruit of this. I mean, there are people on Twitter who come back at me or write me emails and they say, well, I'm a Christian and blah, 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 blah. And then they excoriate me for the position I've taken on this issue. And I think, folks, what is there to say? You feel bad for this woman? Fine. What does that have to do with tearing somebody's reputation apart when you have no evidence? At the end of the day, we have to be adults about this. But it seems that emotion rules the day. And when you try to speak logically or simply, I keep thinking, what am I missing? Maybe I'm sure there are some things that I'm missing. I want to be humble about it. But still, the larger picture, it is what it is. And so the fact that people are still screaming as though Kavanaugh is a rapist who got onto the Supreme Court because his buddies pushed him there.
Ask every one of those people if they're willing to see Juanita Broderick's rape charges against Bill Clinton opened up and prosecuted with the possibility of Bill Clinton going to prison. Ask them. Every single one of them.
Well, that's it. I mean, that is the question, right? Here you
because
have
Gloria Steinem said, we're going to give Bill Clinton a pass on this because he helps keep Roe v. Wade in place. She said that literally.
Yeah. No, I know. Listen,
I mean, Keith Ellison, his girlfriend, I mean, has photos of the black eye he gave her. He is the vice president of the Democratic National Committee.
Folks, we're going to have to go to a break. That's the end of the hour. John Zmirak, my friend, thank you as always. Wonderful to have you.
Thank you. God bless.
Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. MetaxasTalk.com. Please give something to ADF this week. You see the banner, I want to defend religious freedom. We will double your money. Do it, please.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.